Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gen X has shown a noticeable attitude shift about their willingness to work.
Being a good shift or a bad shift?
A bad shift. Apparently, they're over it. They're burned out. They don't want to work anymore. And there's 100 reasons why, and I've got a lot of them.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 reasons Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. Us Gen Xers are typically described as being resourceful and independent, traits partly stemming from our latchkey childhoods. We're often described as being cynical. This, of course, can be attributed to the economic and societal tumult we experienced as children and young adults. Or maybe it's just that we had to adapt to a life living in the shadows of the parents who didn't hug us enough, or the mistakes we thought we were rectifying when we overcorrected by nurturing and coddling our offspring, turning them into whiny little bitches. Positive Friday.
Damn.
It oozes out of him.
It does.
Positivity.
He's just happy. Number 10 on the list of the reasons why Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. They say healthcare is too expensive. Says, without the resources and affordable avenues to take care of their health, many are struggling with the feasibility of returning to an office every day.
We're no different than any other generation as far as the cost.
That means it's getting a little bit worse because you get all the private equity.
Does it increase as you get older?
I would think so, just because you're dipping into it more often.
It just seems like every year it goes up. So I don't know if that's just systematic.
Ain't going to go down.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, that's
like college tuition. But your
car insurance goes down as you get older.
Sure.
And then it goes back up again as you get older.
Yeah, good point.
Get a little dip there. But
you know, but I'm looking at it as far as the healthcare system goes, I'm not dipping into it that much.
You know, everyone tries not to. Right. That's the whole thing about insurance. It's like it's the only thing that I openly spend money on that I do not want to have to use.
Right.
I want to use my electricity. I want to put gas in my vehicle. I don't want to have to use insurance, but I will give you the money anyway.
I can go 5 to 6 times and still not hit my deductible.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to pay for half the year no matter what. They might get me on the back end a little bit.
Right.
But for the first half of the year, I'm paying everything.
You're still paying for it. Yeah. Right. Exactly. They're struggling to keep up with technological changes.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I would feel like if you're in one job, they kind of teach you what you need to know as you go along.
Says alongside general specialization of skills in the workplace, many Gen Xers feel exhausted by the continual need to learn and relearn new technological skills and practices in their positions, especially in industries like healthcare and tech. Sure. The ever-evolving landscape of new technology is impossible to escape. Many even feel pressured to learn new technologies, no matter how comfortable they are in their current roles, simply to maintain an edge of competitiveness amongst troubling job market.
Well, it does make sense.
You know,
our job's a little different, but Mike, I mean, you have to keep up with all that crap.
Absolutely.
Right? What, every year and a half or so, we quote unquote update whatever you've been doing.
Right.
All right, Mike, everything you've learned, get it out of your head. We're going to provide the exact same product, but we do it this way.
And the problem is there's always somebody right behind me who's been working with the new stuff, and they already know it. So it's like, now I'm playing catch up. As you keep on going, that you're fighting a losing battle because things continue to change. You don't remember what you're supposed to let go of and what you're supposed to hang on to. Right. I don't blame them for a second.
I think Gen X is tough, too. It's like there's a generation kind of in between that and the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Gen X is the first one where it's like, oh, it is completely changed. Like, we're going to have to work a long time.
Right.
And you're also the first generation where the technology changed significantly. Because I always argue my parents grew up playing records. I grew up playing records. Maybe my vinyl was a better quality. Maybe the needle on the turntable was better, but we all played records.
Right.
When you fast forward, it's like, no, music just exists in the air now. You know what I mean? It's just stuff like that. We still got our TV from the same networks. We had better TVs, but we're the first generation where you're like, okay, well, TV is anything that you could put on your TV, which is pretty much anything you want to put. Our phones were the same. They went from rotary, we had push button, but I mean, everything changed.
Reasons why Gen X doesn't want to work anymore, they're having to work multiple jobs. Instead of finding comfort and financial peace in the promise of one career-long corporate job, as many were promised in their adolescence and even thought that they'd be found in early adulthood, many Gen Xers are forced to manipulate their spending habits and get second and third jobs just to get by.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
They're tired of battling debt and money stress. Theoretically, our bills fuel us to work, but in a culture and economy that's growing more financially unstable and inequitable, it's not surprising that many Gen Xers are feeling unmotivated by going to work on the basis of achieving a realistic financial goal.
But what's that? I understand that, and it makes sense. It can be frustrating and all that, right? But what is the alternative?
Correct.
I'm saying, because if I'm not working, then I have no source of income.
Right.
I'd rather be where I am now, where I'm just frustrated, where my income has to go based on jacking up cost and all this kind of thing, based on nothing other than they can. But I'm better off than I would be if I just said, F it.
Right.
I'm not working.
They're struggling with being caretakers. As the new quote-unquote sandwich generation, they're more likely than other age groups to simultaneously be the caretakers for their older parents and teen or young adult children. As more people struggling financially, Gen X's parents are living longer, and while care facilities and extra help have become financially inaccessible, the burden of care and support falls primarily on their shoulders. And when you're thinking about it as well, you know, the sandwich generation, so they're taking care of their parents, which was kind of always expected. You're going to have to take care of your parents at some point. Meanwhile, their kids are not able to
leave the freaking house.
Right. So they're taking care of everybody. They're housing everybody. Like, well, shoot, man.
That's a very U.S. thing, though, because so many countries are just multi-generational by nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, of course you live in grandma's house, because that's just what you do. And the kids, you know, you got 3 to 4 generations living in one house. Right. I just think our cost of living is so high is the difference.
Reasons Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. They're feeling forced to into learning new skills and specializations, as we were talking about before. The job market grows more competitive and specialized across industries. Many mid-career Gen X workers are being forced to unlearn and recommit themselves to entirely new sets of skills. Things that they went into work are now obsolete, or they've been turned into, you know, mechanical jobs, computer jobs, AI jobs, whatever it is that your career was 30 years ago, it doesn't exist anymore.
Correct. See, they're not listening to Yoda, who said, "You must unlearn what you have learned." Oh, you loved it in the movie, but when it applies to you, it's different now.
They say they're battling age bias. A survey from Chartered Management Institute suggests that many corporate firms and companies are much more likely to hire younger workers than older ones, putting Gen Xers at a disadvantage for promotions and new jobs in the event of a layoff.
To be fair, that is true of all generations that have ever come to pass.
Right. You want the young new one.
That's exactly it.
Who's the kid that you can train up into what you need as far as a company goes versus the old salt who kind of is set in the way that they want to go about doing things.
Look at like Leonardo DiCaprio. If he breaks up with the girl, he's not going to go after someone older.
Right. Exactly. Reasons why Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. They're financially discouraged by traditional retirement goals, as Ted was saying. According to a recent Wealth Watch survey, nearly 70% of Gen Xers believe that they'll retire later than expected, largely due to unexpected financial burdens and new age barriers. Despite reaping the fruits of the promises that they were told, the hard work, loyalty, and long hours would usher them into the financial success in later life, many Gen Xers are still facing unfortunate barriers.
Yeah, for sure.
It was lies.
Of course it was doggone lies.
Well, no, work as hard as you can. Be loyal to the company.
Well, it's hard to motivate people when you tell them the truth.
That's right?
I mean, that's whatever you tell your kids, whatever you tell your employees, it's like we know you're putting a little shine on that turd over there. Yeah, truth is, you're going to work a long time and get nothing out of it. Like, that's not a sales pitch. I might be true, but there is no way that's
But at some point,
tell.
You're honest with your kids. You're honest with, like, if I'm coaching a team,
sure.
I'm going to be honest with them. You know what I mean? It's not always positive. Like, we lost today because of
them.
Our own.
Right.
So I'm just saying, sometimes with the corporate speak, it's like, you can't shine this one. So to stop, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, at a certain point,
we understand.
It's like somebody lying to you constantly. It's like, well, then I believe nothing you say.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're just slowly pushing the knife into my gut. Just get it over with, dude. Just stab me already.
I'm just one of those people, like, if you're going to F me, just like, look, all right, we're F-ing you over.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, over. Sorry. I was like, hey, what you doing?
Right, as opposed to like, oh, no, it's this or that or frickin' lying.
Mm. Reasons Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. Number two, they want to prioritize their personal time.
Sure.
Although they largely grew up in corporate world, fueled by long hours, the grind, and an overbearing sense of loyalty, they also watch the consequences of burnout take a toll on their parents and families. This crafted a need for work-life balance and a prioritization of personal time early in their careers, something many people are still battling to achieve today.
Mm. And cars are expensive.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah, damn right.
Oh, get me started on gas, Mike.
And then this is the number one reason that Gen X doesn't want to work anymore, and it's basically a culmination
We're
of
lazy.
Everything that we talked about. Close! They're burned out.
Well, yeah.
While many other generations of workers are experiencing the consequences of burnout like isolation, loneliness, depression, and fatigue, Gen Xers seem to be struggling at the heightened rate. Often balance dual roles of leader and employee at their jobs, they ironically struggle to both bond and be taken seriously by their peers, contributing to added stress and resentment. In fact, a report from Medscape states that Gen X workers, especially in the healthcare industry and adjacent sectors, are more likely to experience burnout than people in other age groups in similar roles. With larger pressure to juggle family responsibilities, long hours, and a diversification of workplace roles, Gen Xers often have more on their plates than everybody else when it comes to finding the perfect work-life balance.
I think you also got to be realistic sometimes, right? Like, my brother is a principal. There is some teachers. He's like, man, there's a couple of them that are awesome dudes. He's like, I'm the principal. I'm the boss. He's like, I can only hang out with them a certain amount.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Which is weird, right? Think about it.
He's like, it's my job to be the hammer.
Right.